Father, we love you this morning because you first loved us. And we give you praise, give you glory, Lord. And we say, blessed be the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, such as it is this day. Lord, we have risen up this morning with the sun. We are praising your name. And when the sun goes down, we still will be praising your name by the grace of God. Therefore, Lord, receive all the glory and the praise and the entrance of your word today, Lord. We declare that it brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Glory be unto the Lord. Lord, receive our praises on here, even today, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to be today just spend time. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read through some Psalms. And if these Psalms resonate with you, then you just praise the Lord along. The book of Psalms full of so many wonderful praises unto the Lord. I'm just going to read through chronologically many Psalms. Just read through a few verses here and there as we praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to start here in the book of Psalms, chapter 8 and verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How excellent indeed is thy name. Psalm 9, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. And Psalm 1, Psalm 9, verses 1 to 2. And I jump down to verse 11 here. It says, sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion, declare his doings among the people. Praise the Lord. Then we jump here to Psalm 18. Like I said, a lot of praises in the Psalms concerning the works of the Lord. Just read out one verse only from Psalm 18, powerful verse, but I'll read just one verse. Verse 46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Praise the Lord. Then Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Again, is calling out the praises of the Lord. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Psalm 31 and verse 19. More praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, oh, how great is thy goodness, Lord, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. That's right. And thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Hallelujah. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Beautiful. Mingled in some of these praises, you know, are also prayers. Psalm 34, a favorite among many. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. Magnify the Lord with us for the great thing that the Lord has done in our family, and let us exalt the name of the Lord together. Many, O Lord, my God, Psalm 40 and verse 5, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. This is a testimony. Many are his wonderful works which he has done. And thy thoughts, which are toward us, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Now, if I would declare them and speak of them or count them, they are more than can be numbered. But you've done them, and we praise your name for it. And we rejoice in the testimonies of the Lord today, even from our youth and up, even as we were celebrating Lady Evans' birthday, we're rejoicing and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. This book of Psalms is a place that you can go to find many, many things to praise the Lord for. Psalm 57 verse 5. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. And you know, we sing some of these things in songs too. Let thy glory be above the earth. Hallelujah. Well, because they prepared a night for my steps, you know, they dig a pit before me, but I am clean escaped. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early, and I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. Glory to God. I will sing praises unto my God. You know, Psalm 72, verses 10 and 11, or 18 and 19. Let me read those ones. Psalm 72, praise the Lord. The Lord is worthy of our praises. The name of the Lord, he said, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Well, I'm going to put your family name there. Blessed be the Lord God, the Adeyemi family, who has done wondrous things, and who alone doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever and ever. And let all the earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen, he says. So blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever, and blessed be the glory of the Lord. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Praise the name of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Psalm 89 verse 1. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will indeed sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And with my mouth will I indeed make known of his faithfulness to all generations. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 92 and verse 1. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Ah, and many of these psalms, they're actually songs, and people have made songs out of them over the years. Beautiful, beautiful psalms of praise. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Why? For the Lord is a great God.
You're going in and out. I don't know what's going on.
The Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Praise the Lord. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Can you hear me? Or is she the only one that's having trouble hearing me? Can anyone hear me? Please indicate.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you, sir.
Yes, we can hear you.
So we'll keep on going. Praise the Lord. All right. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Praise the Lord. That is an art of worship that people have forgotten. Bow down before the Lord, kneel before his presence. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, Psalm 96. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen and his wonders among all people. Why? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say even among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also as he established and should not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that therein is. And all the trees of the field, they shall rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the world with righteousness. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful psalm. You know, Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the victory of the Lord that we are rejoicing in today. Verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp, with a harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make ye a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth. Psalm 99. Let the people tremble He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion. The Lord is great in the Adeyemi family. Well, what about you? What's your testimony? Is prayer waiting for the Lord, even in your life? Yeah, praise is waiting for you, O Lord, in our lives, in my life and in my family. The Lord is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name. Glory to God. You know, for it is holy. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's name is terrible and it's holy. Verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Another favorite. Psalm 103. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 105. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory even in his name, in his holy name. And let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the psalmist, every time he looked around and he saw that people were not praising the Lord like they ought to be, the thing grieved his spirit and he lamented many times in Psalm 107 verse 15. It's one such place. Oh, he said, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. And he said, well, you know, people ought to praise the Lord, but they don't praise the Lord enough. So it grieved him. You know, he says it again and again in verse 21. He said the same thing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, then again in verse 31, he says the same thing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Isn't that a wonderful thing to do if we can praise the Lord like that? The psalmist, he was always praising the Lord and he wanted more people to praise the Lord. Psalm 113, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God? Dwelleth on high, yet humbleth himself to behold the things that are even in heaven and in the earth. Praise the Lord. Psalm 117, more praises to the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. And I say, praise ye the Lord, walking with God family, for his merciful kindness, great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say, and let walking with God now say, that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Adeyemi say, now you put your name there, that his mercy endureth forever. And let them now that fear the Lord say the same thing, that his mercy endureth forever. Ah, Lord, we say, blessed be thy name, O Lord, because your mercy indeed doth endure forever. Praise the Lord. Today and every day, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, he says again in Psalm 135. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Even ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Praise the Lord. And oh, what a wonderful psalm, Psalm 136 is. A psalm that just rejoices in the mercy of the Lord. Every sentence punctuated with his mercy enduring forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone who doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. And he goes on and on and on, just to keep praising the name of the Lord, talking about his mercies. Everything that he did to deliver them, to save them from the hands of their enemy, because his mercy endureth forever. I will extol thee, my God, O King, Psalm 145. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Thy kingdom, O Lord, is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The eyes of all wait upon thee, O Lord. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand. Satisfy the desire of every living thing. Come and get it, the Lord says. It's like a buffet. It's in his hands. Come take what you need and come back again and again and again and come for more. He's got everything you need. Satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. If you call upon him in truth, he's right close to you. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and he will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, even as it is this day, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, he said. Psalm 146, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Psalm 147, praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant and praise is comely. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise ye him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. Ye waters that be above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He made a decree, which shall not pass. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, praise the Lord. Even everybody, kings of the earth, and all people, princes, and all judges of the earth, both young men, maidens, old men, and children, let them praise the name of the Lord together. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and the earth. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, and people now unto him, such as walking with God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, he said. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. You know, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, hallelujah, and let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, hallelujah. Let them sing aloud even upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And then you have the power of the sword, a sharp two-edged sword in your hand, to execute judgment upon the heathen. punishments upon the people. Bind all the forces of darkness. Bind them chains and fetters of iron. Execute the judgment written. This honor have all the saints that know how to praise the Lord. If you know how to praise the Lord, power is in your hands to bind the forces of weakness, of wickedness, even through your praises. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Ha! Glory to God. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything the heart breath praise the Lord. When I see David, I'm going to challenge him to a dance off. Hey, David, you thought you know how to dance? Well, you never met me. Now, let's see. Bring it on. Let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise him in the beauty of holiness. Praise him for what he has done. Praise him for what we are yet to receive. He's already done it. It's just a matter of us entering into the same time that he already had been. See, he's been in the future. He's done it already. But when we get there, it's already done. As far as the Lord is concerned, as I often tell the people, he never starts anything until first he finishes that thing. So he's already done it before it even started. Huh. Glory to God. Because, you know, he chose us in him before the world began. When we were not even there. When there was even nothing. He already chose us. He already wrote our names in the book of life. Even when we were not yet born. Even when the world was not even there. He already prepared a kingdom for us according to Matthew 25 and verse 34. He prepared a kingdom for us even before the world began. And he chose us in him. The Lamb was even slain for us, even when as yet there was no sin. All these things God did and more. Before he started it, he did it. And so we have the confidence to praise the Lord, knowing that he is already there. In the situation that you are in now, God's already been there. I mean, even as recently as yesterday, he knew what you'll be going through today. Well, think about it. A week ago, he knew. A month ago, he knew. A year ago, he knew. Years ago, he knew. So nothing takes him by surprise. So we ought to all praise the Lord. My testimony today is found in Psalm 65. This is where I'm going to wrap it up. I want you to just praise the Lord with me. Psalm 65. Praise is waiting for thee, O God, in Zion. Well, Zion, praise is waiting for thee, O God, in my life. I mean, Zion doesn't have exclusive rights to God. He's my God. Remember how, you know, these people that really are sold out for God, how they used to say, David would always say, my God, my rock, my shield, my hiding place, my glory, and the lifter of my head. He's my fortress. He's my buckler. I mean, my. As if he's the only one that owned the Lord. And even Paul will come out and say, by, you know, my gospel, and so on. So we also have this access to the Lord to call him yours. It's not just the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is. But he's the God of Yato Adeyemi. I've proved it over and over and over again. He is my God. He is my rock. And you see, What did he do for us just recently that making me to shout on the mountaintops? Why? Clocked 70. You know, I'm actually the one celebrating because, you know, it was not good for a man to be alone. The Lord said that. And it wasn't good for me to be alone. So he put this woman in my life many years ago, 50 years or more ago. And we've been growing up together in the Lord. And I am so thankful to see her clocking 70. Well, by the grace of God, I clocked 70 last year. And she said to me yesterday, she said, well, I caught up with you. I said, never. Yeah. If you gain one more year, I gain one more year. Praise the Lord. You know, so the Lord is good. And we're just being joyful like that. And just playful. Just enjoying the goodness of the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. And we're not done yet. Praise is waiting for the Lord tomorrow. Hallelujah. And I have many reasons to praise the Lord. The Lord is always good. Every time we have great events like this, we call upon the name of the Lord for, you know, God to take care of situations, including even the weather. And everything is always subject to us because we ourselves are subject to the Lord. We thank God for those who are traveling in. Some of our Walking with God people are coming in today. You know, and some family members already came in a few days ago. And some are coming in today. Most are coming in today that are coming. Some will even arrive on Sunday morning. It's all good. Praise the Lord. We have taken over the dimensions of everything happening here in Arizona, in this land, this weekend, because of our praise. We're putting out our praise to go out there, you know, and let the Lord know we've set a place for him to come and receive that praise. One day, no, but a day that we set. Every day we will praise the Lord. You know, say every day, Psalm 45, will I bless thee. But particularly this weekend, we will bless the Lord. And because the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, when you really praise the Lord like that, well, then he's going to come. Psalm 22 and verse 3 will tell it to you. He said, but thou art holy, O Lord, even thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Well, like I said, it's not only Israel. Thou, O Lord, that inhabitest our praises. So when there is real praise present, God's coming. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness. I want to give thanks for my family, on behalf of my family. Everyone is blessed to have their mothers present in their life. That's a blessed thing. To have their grandmother still blessed in their life. You know how grandmothers like to spoil their grandchildren? And I am blessed to still have my wife present in my family. And we're not done yet. Should the Lord tarry, and we pray he does not tarry, but that's out of our hands. Since the 70s, that I came to know about the coming back of the Lord and the things that pertain to the end time, I have been looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And I've been thinking he was coming in the 70s. And I've been thinking he was coming in the 80s. I've been thinking he was coming in the 90s. See, all of that is not in our hands. What is in our hands is every day. See, we only have today. Today. While it's called today, it's what the Bible says. Take advantage of it. I don't know if the Lord coming today or tomorrow or the next day. Well, that's up to him to know. But the Bible says, if he shall come, whether in the fourth watch or fifth watch or wherever, You know, as long as you are ready, you open up immediately unto him. Hallelujah. And that's my prayer, that my heart will not be overcharged with surfeiting or drunkenness or anything else. But in everything, we give thanks unto the Lord. And we look for, we keep our hearts in the love of God and the patient waiting for Christ. That's what it's all about. There's nothing that's going on, no celebration, no anything that we are doing that can be compared with the glorious returning of our Lord and Savior Jesus. If you come in the midst of all of that, that'd be great. I don't want any excess baggage to hold me down to you. Praise the Lord. And the Lord might come. See, one thing about the coming of the Lord, he might come as a thief in the night. He might come when nobody is looking for him, you know. And can you imagine if he were to come in this summer during the Olympics, the whole world's gathered together in some place, everybody hollering, screaming, shouting, doing. Nobody's mind's on the coming of the Lord when you're in such an event. You're just focused on what you're watching. Everybody's screaming, yelling, and so forth. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of people gathered together in one place. And all around the world, everybody's watching, and so forth. Then suddenly, you know, if the Lord were to come like that, it would catch everybody unawares because nobody's thinking about it. You know, however, there are some people, even though it might appear to catch them unawares like that, they are ready. Their bags are packed. I often say it this way. I say it's like when you're going on a long trip and you start preparing for that trip. I know my wife and I do that. You know, we live here in the United States, but every time we have to go back to Nigeria, we'll be preparing for weeks, sometimes even months. You know, we think of something, we put it away so we don't forget, you know, put in a little suitcase and all that. And you just do that for a long time. And finally, the day before the actual travel, you still go and sleep. They all slumbered and slept, all of them. But just because they slept doesn't mean they were not prepared. You know, they were prepared even though they slept. You know, so when it was time, they got up in the morning and head to the airport. They were ready. Already prepared. But the one that is not prepared, they will be late for that flight. Because when it is time to go to the airport, they will still be running around buying one thing or the other, or looking for their passport or whatever. And they will not be ready. And Matthew 25 said, you know, and the Lord came, those that were ready, went in unto him, and the door was shut. And once the door was shut, then the others came and said, Lord, open unto us. And at that time, it's too late. Brothers and sisters, once the door is shut, it's too late. All the people, reminds me of the story of Noah. All the people that were mocking him when he said the Lord was going to send rain to destroy the earth. I said, rain? What is that? Because there had never been any rain up to that point. The Lord only brought mist from the ground to wet the all the things. And so they made mockery of him. Well, for 120 years we were building. The Lord just allowed a long time. They used to live very many years, hundreds of years in those years. So 120 wasn't very much. But it went on for a long time while he was building that ark. Everybody said, you know, there's never been any such thing as rain. But on the day after everything was in the ark and the Lord himself shut the door, nobody was laughing or nobody was mocking him then. It's over. You know, open unto me the door. No, it's too late. So now is the time. Today is the day of salvation, y'all. Any one of you that's in here, the sound of my voice, that listening now or later on, if you haven't made that preparation, making preparation for the great celebration that's coming. You know, we have celebration in our family to the glory of God this weekend. And we've been making preparation for that celebration for a long time. In similar manner, we ought to make preparation for the coming of the Lord, the great celebration. The celebration of celebrations coming. Well, I pray that we will not be among those that will have weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth comes when people find that they were left behind. I can't even imagine it. So, you know, let me not even go there. But we have to go there to warn us, warn every man. Paul said, look, I warn every man daily. Well, I warn myself first, you know, so that I will not be a castaway. And I want to warn everybody else. The Lord is coming soon. People forget that. You know, running around planning for a party, celebrating, buying outfit, doing this, eating and drinking. Sometimes we forget that the Lord is coming. But the Lord is coming. And don't you ever forget it. Because he can come in such an hour as you think not. You know, and Jesus said, who then is that wise servant whom the Lord has appointed to give meat, you know, to his house in due season? Well, blessed is that servant whom, when the Lord shall come, shall find him so doing. Say, I tell you, he's going to bless him, enter into the joy of his Lord. But if that servant shall begin to say, well, the Lord delayeth his coming. Where is the coming of the Lord? They've been saying the Lord's coming, the Lord's coming for decades. To your tents, O Israel. Well, if they begin to say that, the Bible says the Lord shall come in a day that they think not. The Lord of that servant will come in a day that he thinks not. Catch him off guard. And because he wasn't prepared, he wasn't thinking about the coming of his master. Yeah, the master will find him, you know, not about his business, not even prepared. You know, I mean, he start to run helter-skelter, it's too late. Cut him asunder. Appoint his portion to the among the hypocrites, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, may that not be our story. Every one of us that's in here, as we make preparation for everything you're doing in your life, you're going to school, you're getting married, you're celebrating birthdays, you are doing this or that, you're working on your job, you're working on other things. Always remember the coming of the Lord. Some of the writers, they will say, well, we adjure and admonish you by the coming of the Lord and by gathering together unto him. Well, it's coming. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord. But today, you know, I just threw that in there. But today, I just want to give praise to the Lord God Almighty for his goodness and for his mercies. And I invite the Lord. Well, the Lord invited himself already. He said, when two or three of you gather together in my name, I'll be there. So he, you know, invited himself. But I also invite him. I say to him, Lord, praise is waiting for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, if you knew our testimony, you will praise the Lord with us too. Hallelujah. I give God glory and praise. I am so excited, fired up. And we actually did celebrate yesterday. So we thank God for that. And we are gearing up for more celebrations. I want to pray. Lord, first of all, I thank you for everything that you have done. From the moment that this woman of God was born as a baby many years ago, now 70 years ago, your good hand was upon her. And we thank you, Lord, for preserving her life. She gave her own testimony of 3 months. She could have died. And she was at the point of almost being given up. But the Lord preserved her life. That was 70 years ago. Today, she's here. Many things have happened along the line. At one time also, 25 or 26 years ago, was diagnosed with a deadly disease. I was called lupus. And the enemy said, aha, aha, I got you right where I want you now. He opened his mouth wide, but he swallowed nothing. Came up empty. Ha! Glory to God. The Lord healed her of that. Today, they said, well, we cannot find any trace of that in your blood. Isn't that wonderful? This is something that people say is incurable. You just have to manage it like that. Well, there's no such thing with God. Praise the Lord. What shall we say about so many other things? And not only her, our entire family. This is my testimony I'm giving here to the Lord in this praise. Not only that, my entire family, everyone in my family has been delivered of some horrible thing, one thing or the other, sometimes more than once. And the Lord has been good. And not only that, as the psalmist said, he pulled me out of the miry clay in Psalm 40. And he established my goings, put my feet on the rock, put a new song in my mouth and established my goings. I can say that assuredly that's what the Lord has done for my household. So as we rejoice, we thank those of you that are rejoicing with us. A joy and celebration and reason for celebration. May those never depart from your households as well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking care of the weather for us. It's good. Thank you for your blessing upon all the vendors, caterers, and all. Thank you most especially for those who are traveling. Those who already came, those who are coming, those who are on their way today. It's well with everybody. Thank you, Lord, because praise is waiting for thee. And when we shall have gathered together to give praise and glory to the Lord and to say, blessed be the glory of the Lord in this place, then the Lord shall rejoice over us with singing. Himself will be happy. Praise the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. And thank you, Father. We give you praise and give you glory. And we pray for Lady Ebon as she goes into this new decade, a new season of her life. All things, the Bible says, are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God can do new things. God loves to do new things. Say, behold, I make all things new. He always likes to do new things. Praise God. The Lord make everything new in her life. Let no sickness or disease follow her into this new decade and this new season of her life. There are some things that must not follow you going forward. Sicknesses and diseases and weariness of heart or mind. Be strong in the Lord. Caleb said at age 85, well, the devil is only 70. At age 85, he said, I am as strong today as I was when I was 40. And I can still go in and out for war. I can do these things. Praise the Lord. And the spirit of Caleb be upon you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, also because you've shown before that the angel of the Lord took her and dipped her in the river of healing and brought her up and said, you are healed and you will live long. Well, 70 years is not a long thing at all. So more decades in your life coming. For as long as the Lord tarries, and we hope he doesn't, but if he does, we'll be celebrating more milestones in your life. Praise God. And you will see your children's children. So the blessing of the Lord. And even their children. I mean, we can see four generations. There's nothing too amazing about that. Praise the Lord. The Lord can do it. With long life will I satisfy you because you have known my name, the Lord said. Praise God. The Lord, we thank you. And we pray, Lord, for everyone that's here. that the spirit of long life will be upon you all as well. The spirit of health and healing will be your portion. I wish, the Lord said, above all things, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it is well with everybody. It is well with you all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, all the praise for what you already done, what you're doing, and what we are yet to see. We know you've done it all. We're yet to see it. Ah, and this is what will be said of them. See what the Lord has done. All great things that the Lord has done for them. And this will be our own song too. See what the Lord has done for us. And may this be your song too. Every one of you that's in here. Let it be your testimony of good things that the Lord has done for you. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. And we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. But he that is in us is greater than he that is without. Hallelujah. And we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Put the devil in his place. Say, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing that by any means hurt you. No enchantment or divination can work against you. Glory to God. I engraved in the graving of my hands, he said, and no one can pluck you out of my hands. So we give you, Lord, praise for that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.